Eddie and the Dinosaur by Edward Kinsella, age 6. One late night, a boy was falling asleep when he saw a shadow. He was a fan of Stegosaurus, which meant he liked them very much. Suddenly, he saw a shadow sketched across the floor by the wardrobe. It had a plated back, beaked mouth, and a big spiky tail. Eddie's heart was in his throat. Suddenly, it shot down like a stone in water. He felt sick with terror. Then he saw the shadow take a munch out of a plant on his shelf. His fear vanished. He felt indignant. He ran at top speed into his dad's exercise room, grabbed a weight, and with an amazing clonk, he whacked the shadow hard over its head. The shadow began to cry mournfully. Eddie saw it was a small Stegosaurus. He regretted his attack at once. He felt bad. "Sorry," he said. He got out his building blocks and built him a comfortable dinosaur-sized bed. The Stegosaurus gave him a roar of thanks. They both settled down to sleep. But then the Stegosaurus opened one eye. He saw a big T-Rex with teeth the size of a sideways lorry. The Stegosaurus swung his tail at the T-Rex. It hit him with a spiky bit. He roared his loudest ever roar. The T-Rex quickly sprinted out of the room. The Stegosaurus went back to sleep in triumph. Eddie slept on, not knowing his friend had saved him.